From NPR West, I'm Jack Speer. The northwest Pakistani city of Peshawar was the scene of another devastating car bombing today. An explosion ripped through a crowded marketplace in the capital of the volatile northwest frontier province, killing at least 90 people, many of them women and children. From Islamabad, NPR's Julie McCarthy filed this report.
The attack deployed as much as 330 pounds of explosives and coincided with the arrival of Secretary of State Hillary Clinton for a three-day meeting, the details of which have been closely held for security reasons. The Peshawar bombing highlights the threat that the Islamist insurgency poses to Pakistan. Secretary Clinton vowed that the U.S. will continue to support its embattled ally in its struggle against extremists.
This fight is not Pakistan's alone. This is our struggle as well.
The Peshawar bombing is the deadliest in Pakistan in 2 years, collapsing buildings, including a mosque, and igniting a fire in the narrow streets of the old sector of the city. Suspicion immediately fell on the Pakistani Taliban that is the target of a 10-day-old army offensive in South Waziristan. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
President Obama has signed off on a $680 billion defense bill. The president said the measure proves it's possible to change the business-as-usual atmosphere in Washington. In a ceremony at the East Room of the White House, Mr. Obama said the measure would cut spending on what he termed wasteful weapons projects, including the Cold War-era F-22 fighter, which some critics have claimed is poorly suited for the battles in Iraq and Afghanistan, which the U.S. is currently waging. In Miami, the first former UBS customer was sentenced today on tax evasion charges. Steve Michael Rubenstein received a light sentence because he cooperated with federal investigation of UBS. From Miami, NPR's Greg Allen reports.
Last April, Stephen Michael Rubenstein became the first UBS client charged with tax evasion. Rubenstein is a wealthy accountant who worked for an international yacht company. Federal prosecutors say he failed to disclose several $1 million in Krugerrands and Swiss francs he deposited into UBS accounts. Prosecutors asked for a lenient sentence, saying Rubenstein provided information that was, quote, useful, truthful, complete, and reliable. A federal judge complied, sentencing him to 1 year of home detention. While this is the first sentence handed to a former UBS client, there are more to come. Several others have pleaded guilty. UBS earlier this year handed over to the U.S. the names of nearly 4,500 clients suspected of tax evasion. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
Senators are reported to have reached agreement on a measure that would extend a popular tax credit for first-time home buyers and also apparently provide some help for current homeowners who may be shopping for a new home. Spokesperson for Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid said today the plan would call for extending an $8,000 tax credit for first-time buyers. The measure would also contain a reduced credit of $6,500 to buyers who have owned their current home for 5 years and are buying a new home. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 119 points. This is NPR. Federal highway officials say they are now examining the San Francisco-Oakland Bay Bridge as part of an effort to determine what caused repair of the structure to fail, sending a 5,000-pound crossbeam and two rods on that span during rush hour into traffic. Three cars were damaged and one person suffered minor injuries, but there were no severe injuries. The initial repair made on Labor Day weekend came apart last night, breaking into several pieces. State officials say there's a chance the bridge could reopen as early as tomorrow, though high winds are hampering repair efforts. An early season snowstorm in the Rocky Mountain West is closing freeways and schools. Forecasters say it could dump more than a foot of snow in some areas. From Denver, NPR's Jeff Brady reports.
The storm has made commuting in the Denver area tricky. Fender benders have been reported throughout the region. Several school districts in the suburbs canceled classes. In Wyoming, long stretches of freeway were closed as the storm moved over the state. At the Denver airport, several flights were canceled in anticipation of the storm. Fees for changing travel plans were waived, and airport officials asked travelers to check for canceled and delayed flights before leaving home. The storm is good news for ski resorts in the Rockies. Two already have opened for the season and are reporting steady snowfall. The storm is expected to continue dropping snow through Thursday evening. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Denver.
After 1 day delay, NASA was able to successfully launch its newest generation rocket for a brief test flight from the Kennedy Space Center. The Ares 1X, a 327-foot-tall prototype moon rocket, blasted into orbit as part of the test of new technology by NASA aimed at replacing the soon-to-retire space shuttle. Bad weather yesterday forced the postponement of a scheduled liftoff. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News.